So, on this week's episode, we get to... You get to hear me thumb through the paper. Oh, and hey, guess what? It's our 10-year anniversary.
What?
Okay, it's Lost in the Corn. It's episode 98. And I guess it's Sunday, October 7th, 2012. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Jason.
I'm Dee.
And we try to do this thing like every week, and usually it goes swimmingly, and sometimes it's a giant clusterfuck, and, well, let's be honest, most of the time it's a giant clusterfuck. But this is going to be the last episode on Podomatic, at least for a while. I'm not sure how long, we don't know, but there's a new feed starting next week, and that'll be in the show notes, and you can find it and everything, and you can go there. Add it to your iTunes. It's up there now on iTunes. I fucking got past all the shit that iTunes was giving me last week. And got it up there, so you can go check that out now. It's going to have two episodes on it currently. And it may have this one, I'm not sure. I'm going to try to go... I'm going to try to go back through all the old episodes and upload those as well, so... The feed's going to be a little fucky for a while. There's going to be new episodes mixed in with old ones. My guess is, the good news being, we can do all kinds of cool shit next... Oh, yeah, that's the other cool thing. We're going to go live, I guess, starting next Saturday. This coming Saturday, the 13th. And you can check it out. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be over at radiofubar.com. And it's going to be interesting, to say the least, the first week. We're going to try it out and see what happens, and I guess go from there. Let's see, what am I thinking? But yeah, how much more of this fucking political shit am I going to get in my damn email, or in my damn mailbox? because I've got like six ads sitting right here, and there's like four or five more that have thrown away, and I'm sure a dozen that have probably just kind of been pulled out of the box and promptly put into the trash. Fact-checking them has been rather fun, though. And then, God, what a clusterfuck it's been lately. I'm still pissed about the Des Moines Register's paywall. But, do you have anything you want to talk about this week?
Not really.
Really? This week of all weeks, you have nothing else to talk about.
Been kind of focused on the laundry.
Exciting.
I know, right?
Nothing special about this week at all that you want to talk about? Or nothing awesome about last night?
What, that it's our 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, I thought you might want to, I don't know, talk.
10-year anniversary, trying to muddle in a way to celebrate on broke-ass, cheap store brand soda income and trying to find time away from the children. Yeah, we don't even have beer income anymore. We have store brand soda income because you can buy that on food stamps.
Hey, if it's good enough for Sam, it's good enough for me, god damn it.
I should be starting my new job hopefully soon. Just kind of waiting to find out when that is.
Yes.
And I have a job interview for a second position on Wednesday. Which, actually, the guy who's doing the hiring was really, really thrilled when I pointed out that my daughter goes to one of the buildings I would be working in.
Sorry, I just read something funny on Facebook. There's a picture of, like, the Romney Ryan logo, and it says, "Our energy policy legitimately raped Mother Earth." And the conversation on it starts off with some dude saying, "Anybody else thinks this logo looks like somebody who's bent over?" And then another one goes, "Don't worry," they say. "They think Mother Earth should just lay down and enjoy it. After all, she's Mother Nature and can heal herself." Another guy goes, "If it's legitimate rape, Mother Earth has a way of turning herself off."
Oh, boy.
And then the other one responds, "Buster's right. If we rape the Earth in a legitimate fashion, the Earth has ways to just shut that whole thing down." Oh, damn, that's funny. No, but last night's supper was awesome. The dinner conversation was great and everything. And I don't know. I'm kind of anxiously awaiting a letter from Barb in the mail. I'm all excited. It should be here tomorrow. I'm all like, yay! Mail from Barb! Yay! I guess I can't read any of those. Yeah, by the way, have I stated how much paywalls suck ass? Half the fucking articles are in today's paper that I wanted to reference, I can't reference online because of Des Moines Register's stupid fucking paywall. It makes no sense. It's like, if you're going to have a paywall, make it like an archive paywall. Like, don't fucking let me get today's paper and then can't fucking reference the article online because, oh, you have to be a subscriber, assholes. So, I guess it's time to bring in the paper. Just so you know, it's an actual paper.
Oh, see, they were tired of everybody not buying their paper and just hopping online to read the news for free.
Motherfucker, your Sunday paper is $2 goddamn. What the hell are you fucking doing that you're pissed about people getting articles online for free?
But we need money.
Well, then stop firing your fucking people who used to do good reporting and putting in place people who do armchair reporting, which is what I do, motherfucker! That's my whole goddamn job. HVAC technician and armchair reporter. Fuck you, man. Don't fucking... If you're going to be a reputable newspaper, you don't put armchair reporters in charge of everything. It just doesn't fucking work. So last week, we got talking about the first district race between Ben Lang and Alan Burt. And let me tell you, we didn't even scratch the surface of how unreal that race is. We're going to try to wrap up the Iowa races this week and get those out of the way, at least all the major races for, like, U.S. seats and stuff. Let's see, what was I thinking? But with all that, we're going to try to get that wrapped up, because then we've got to get the State House races in. And there's a few of those I really want to cover, because there's a lot of shit to cover on them. There's obviously the Steve Sodders and the Mark Smith districts to cover. And then there's a couple in Western Iowa that are shaping up to be pretty fucking interesting. And the Des Moines district... that's up for grabs this year is fixing to be pretty interesting on the State House side. Or on the, yeah, State House side, not federal. But it's all fixing to be very fucking interesting, to say the least. So I guess the second district is, this is second congressional district, obviously. So, it's between Dave Loebsack and John Archer, and it's sparked a full-on trade war. The two candidates represent opposing sides of a decades-long debate over expanded free trade agreements between the United States and foreign countries, and the disagreement has become one of the most prominent contrasts between them. Oh, hang on, I gotta go to page 6B. Oh, shit, that's 5. I'm playing up the paper, can you tell? these free trade pacts are fucking stupid. And they eliminate tariffs and trade barriers between countries, allowing goods to move more freely across international borders. And they say they open new markets and reduce costs for consumers. Yeah, they also reduce wages for people, too. It fucking allows for... What all these free trade agreements do is allow for the ease of exporting jobs, and that's all it is. And then to keep your job here, they expect you to take less wages, because it's like, oh, we can pay these workers in this third world slave labor country like fucking $22 a day, if they're lucky, and you motherfuckers should be working for like $9.75 an hour, or even less than that, like minimum wage, and it's just... It's a goddamn joke. And I guess... oh, shit, I wasn't even finished with that. Ooh. We'll get back to that. Well, let's see. Oh. Pretty much the whole article goes on to talk about fair trade agreements. But if we have... Loebsack says, if we've looked at the numbers over time, Iowa has lost over 11,000 jobs because of NAFTA. That's what this is about. It's about making certain that we don't have to have NAFTA-type agreements that are going to hollow out the Iowa economy and create a net loss of jobs here in Iowa. And that number's from a 2005 report from the EPI. And I don't see why they had to add a union-supported think tank. I don't really see how that fact is germane to anything. I know some people out there will be like, oh, well, it's a goddamn union-supported think tank. It must be evil. That number must be lower. Bullshit.
Yep, bullshit.
My voice is worse than yours, and I'm carrying the show. I love it.
I'm freezing. Ooh, hey. Cold. Got a low-grade... Buzz going on with a low-grade headache.
Ooh.
My back hurts.
Well, then you might want to pose a question to the 3rd Congressional District candidates. All right, so the show won't get any podcast awards for brilliant segues. Bite me. This one also comes from the Des Moines Register paper. Can't you tell?
Yes. Okay. God damn it. I hear the paper. I'm about ready to light the paper on fire.
Fire! Anyways. So the Des Moines Register and KCCI-TV are sponsoring a debate on Wednesday between Leonard Boswell and Tom Latham. Leonard Boswell, you'll recall, is a giant fucking douche. Tom Latham, you'll recall, is a turd sandwich. South Park reference for the nerds. Thank you, thank you. They're inviting the 3rd District residents. Aw, come on! I can't submit one. Fuck you, KCCI. This is important to me, you assholes. Anyways, the Register and KCCI Channel 8 are inviting 3rd District residents to submit questions for consideration by the debate's moderators, Des Moines Register political columnist Kathy Obradovich and senior anchor Kevin Cooney. Oh, that might actually be interesting and worth watching. It'll be live-streamed at Des Moines Register and KCCI.com, and it'll be broadcast live over KCCI's studios on Wednesday. Oh, cool, I can watch that on Wednesday. Oh, shit, I'll be at play practice on Wednesday. Motherfucker! And Boswell and Latham are pitted in the same district after the redistricting following the 2010 census when we lost a congressional seat. Probably to do with NAFTA and shit like that. But that's kind of cool that they're taking that live and on air and shit. Hey, did you know the inventor of Rice Krispie Treats was from Iowa?
Never knew that.
Rice Krispie Tweets. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes. Mildred Day created Rice Krispie Treats.
Cool.
Who would have known?
Makes me want to make Rice Krispie Treats.
By the way, the blonde brownies were awesome tonight.
I'm considering getting some cinnamon chips and doing a cinnamon version.
Anyways. Let me see. Speaking of Kathy Obradovich, this is funny. Her first paragraph in her article says, a headline in The Onion, the comedy news website, caught my eye. Nation demands more pre-debate news about body language. The fake news story included a phony poll. According to a recent Rasmussen poll, 45% of Americans said they want more coverage of body language because they aren't quite certain if what the candidates don't say is every bit as important as what they do say. 35% said they want five times as many stories explaining how body language could, in fact, be the deciding factor in the debate. That's the great thing about satire. It can put reality into much sharper focus. I agree. That's fucking funny. Yeah, the first debate... Oh, yeah, I guess we gotta get to debate foo this week. The first debate was a fucking joke. And I don't think there's any other way to say that. Obama looked defeated and was probably just thinking about getting laid. And Mitt Romney just ran over him with a shit ton of facts. And somebody came up with it. There's actually a word or a phrase for what he did. It's a debate tactic. And I can't fucking think of it. Oh, man, now I can't think of where I even found that article. But it was a debate tactic on Urban Dictionary. And a ricist. That's the Urban Dictionary word of the day, ricist. Someone who has a bias against the excessive use or ownership of rice.
Oh, boy.
debate tactic. That's what I want to see. Gish Gallup, that's it. Named for the debate tactic created by creationist shill Dwayne Gish, a Gish Gallop involves spewing so much bullshit in a short span that your opponent can't address, let alone counter, all of it. To make matters worse, a Gish Gallop will often have one or more talking points that has a tiny core of truth to it, making the person rebutting it spending even more time debunking it in order to explain that, yes, it's not totally false, but the galloper is distorting, misusing, misstating the actual situation. A true Gish Gallop generally has two traits. The factual and logical content of the Gish Gallop is pure bullshit, and anybody knowledgeable and informed on the subject would recognize it as such almost instantly. That is, the Gish Gallop is designed to appeal to and deceive precisely those sorts of people who are most in need of honest factual education. Oh.
Poor skunk in his ass.
You see, the fact is there is not a skunk in my ass, and that your tax cut did not pay for that skunk. Gish Gallop.
Uh-huh, never said okay. We paid for the skunk. I think you just mistakenly sat on it during a AC call and just never realized.
It was a misguided attempt at trying to revive Marshalltown, jackass. I'm sorry.
And I'm suffering for it.
The points are all ones that the galloper either knows or damn well should know are totally bullshit. This is the second part of it. With the slimier users of the Gish Gallop, like Gish himself, it is a near certainty that the points are chosen not just because the galloper knows that they're bullshit, but because the galloper is deliberately trying to shovel as much bullshit into as small a space as possible in order to overwhelm his opponent with sheer volume and bamboozle any audience members with a facade of scholarly acumen and factual knowledge. But that literally, somebody posted that, and I go, oh my god, that's exactly what he did. And then there's the whole, what was it, Kabuki Theater. There we go. Kabuki Theater. Let's see. Yeah. But anyways, the point being is it was literally a joke. And I mean, anybody who was watching that who had a semblance of a brain completely knew it. Anybody who didn't have a brain or didn't know the facts going into this debate beforehand were completely treated to a bullshit fest, and they didn't even know it. And I had people who I was like, that was the worst fucking debate ever. And they're like, oh, you're just saying that just because Mitt Romney won the debate. And I'm like, no, that's what the mainstream media is saying. I'm saying nobody won that fucking debate. We all lost, and we are stupider for having watched that shit. There were so many facts in there that I'm like, that's not fucking true. He says he knows his fucking shit ain't gonna work. He knows that task, that, oh my god, he knows his fucking tax plan is not going to work. And his tax plan won't work because you can't cut $5 trillion from the taxes and not fucking pay for it. You can't do it. It won't fucking happen. Anyways, the point being, we all lost. We know it. And Romney just tried to completely bullshit his way out of the first debate. And sadly, it fucking worked. There's nothing worse than having to watch MSNBC's coverage after the fact. And they're saying, oh, well, it was crazy, but Mitt Romney won. It looked like Obama didn't even show up to the debate. I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot more fucking Americans out there who are going to be pissed off and watching the next presidential debate going, bullshit, motherfucker. I fucking fact-checked you on that. Oh my god, the Big Bird memes. Holy shit, did that line go crazy. So Mitt says, I like to cut PBS because I don't think we should have to borrow money from China to fund it. And at first I'm like, because we have such a debt problem with China, right? Yeah, 8% of our foreign debt holdings are in China. Nice try. Plus, PBS is like 0.012, 12,000ths of a percent of the GDP, or the federal budget, or something like that. One of those two numbers. and we're going to cut PBS. Why?
I don't know. So that little kids don't go to preschool knowing their alphabet and their numbers
and don't
how to get to Sesame Street.
And don't forget how to have a fucking imagination either.
Oh, now come on. With computers and TVs and Game Boys, what do they need imaginations for? Because
to become well-developed human beings?
Now, come on. Those pesky imaginations will stop them from becoming full-blown, full-grown, fully recognized corporations.
Yeah, so they'll become Occupy members.
That's exactly what Mitt Romney doesn't want.
Why? Because he's scared they'll glitter bomb him? Why haven't we done that to Mitt Romney? Can anybody tell me that? Why hasn't anybody glitter bombed Mitt Romney yet? Because he's like the most fucking staunch anti-gay piece of fucking shit out there. Why haven't we fucking gone after him? I mean, we're supposed to be talking about fucking Iowa races. let me go back and see if I can look at something here. Iowa. Let's see. So in the 4th Congressional District, it is between our good old friend Steve King. Nice. Okay. So... God damn it, I didn't click on Steve King, that fucking douchebag. So yes, our old, our good old friend Steve King is running in the 4th District. And Christy Vilsack is running as well. This Martin James Monroe guy, what the fuck is his deal? He is an independent candidate seeking election to the U.S. House in the 4th Congressional District. So there's nothing to know about him. And he's probably not going to poll worth a shit, let alone finish worth a shit on election day. But for those of you who don't know, Iowa's 4th District will be, as it's redrawn, now includes Ames, Fort Dodge, and it also includes the counties of Lyon, Sioux, Plymouth, Woodbury, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Crawford, Audubon, Carroll, Green, Boone, Story, Hardin, Hamilton, Webster, Calhoun, I think that is, not Calboon, Sac, Ida, Cherokee, Buena Vista, Pocahontas, Humboldt, Webster, Hamilton, Franklin, Butler, Chickasaw, Floyd, Sir Gordo, Hancock, Winnebago, Kossuth, Emmett, Palo Alto, Dickinson, Osceola, O'Brien, and Clay and Grundy counties. That's a lot of fucking counties. Alright. Oh, that's the 4th District prior to redistricting, which was our district, by the way. But now, thankfully, we are not included in Iowa's 4th Congressional District, and I could not be fucking happier. Because I don't want to have to vote for... I don't want to have Steve King represent my ass. let's see. So the big deal is with Steve King is he's a fucking... a whore, pretty much. And he's a douchebag. the reasons why I say these things is this. Because he is a douchebag and he's a political whore. Basically, he has spent more time in office getting kickbacks for himself than actually doing anything for Iowans. Oh, and while he's at it, he's been calling immigrants dogs. He's said that children should be allowed to watch cock and dog fights. And dog fights shouldn't be any more illegal than human fights. the litany of bullshit that this guy has spewed, speaking of people who do the Gish Gallop, by the way, the litany of bullshit this guy has spewed knows no bounds of decency. He has called homosexuals a plague. He has called them anti-American. I think that's the one. Maybe that's the one I'm missing. Steve King on gays. Oh, gays should not make sexuality public at work. That's it. Oh, and he wanted to ban gay marriage on military bases. Decries gay marriages among soldiers. Oh, such an urgent problem. And he has been the champion of a handful of marriage inequality amendments for the Constitution of the United States. Yeah. This guy makes me seriously sick to my fucking stomach. To even think that he has been elected makes me weep for the western side of the state. You know why it makes me weep for the western side of the state? Because these people are such fucking ignorant assholes that they believe him! So the Public Policy Polling Center took a poll, which is what they do, I swear, the PPP, the triple P, however you want to fucking say it, that's what they do, and they have currently, as of September 24th to 25th, Steve King leading 48 to 45. Now, flashback to 2 months ago, that margin was about 10 points larger. So she's climbing in the polls, and it looks like that's going to be one to watch on Election Day. That's really going to be a toss-up, and it's going to be fucking interesting to see what happens. I'm not sure about what my Election Day coverage is going to be like, if I'm going to have any or whatnot, but I will let you know. I'm hoping to do some, but I've got to work it out with the stream people over at Radio FUBAR. We'll discuss that. We'll see what happens. Nothing else, I might live stream it like I did the debates. Oh, I'm hopefully going to live stream the next two presidential debates. I won't be able to do the... the vice presidential debate because I will be in classes on that Thursday. And I should be able to do the other ones, hopefully with friends this time, because I really don't want to sit at the fucking on the chair watching this 90 minutes of my life fly by, watching stupid people say stupid shit and get away with it. And yes, that's on both sides of the coin. Don't think I'm being biased. Obama was a fucking douchebag too. He couldn't call him out on anything. I don't even fucking know. So, oh yeah, by the way, I didn't mention that I was fourth congressional district as it stands now pretty much covers the entire western third of Iowa and stretches up into northwest Iowa. So basically, Steve King, if he wins again, would have command of about a third to a half of the state in landmass, but a quarter of the state in population. It's weird how it works out.
Yeah.
Well, it's because the 4th District is very sparsely populated. I mean, it's a lot of rural farmland over in that section of the state, which is... And I mean, I've only ventured into that scary territory one time, and to see big 4x8 plywood signs that say King for Congress, it's fucking scary shit, man. Like, it is a whole kind of different world when you get into the 4th District. I mean, it is really fucking scary over there. And people are rabid supporters of him, and I do not see why. Like, I would have to literally...
I think it's in the water. I think that they pump some kind of hallucinogenic drug into the water supply that encourages...
It's the well water.
Oh, so you're saying Steve King pisses into the ground, poisons the well water, and poisons his supporters.
Don't drink the King-Aid, I mean Kool-Aid. Okay,
sorry, that wasn't in good taste.
Oh, man. Okay, I don't give a shit who you are. That was pretty goddamn funny, actually. I want to see index of states. Let's see. State Senate elections. No. God damn it. I want to see... Oh, I'm trying to find this shit. I'm kind of going by Ballotpedia here. And my microphone's being molested. Ah! That's noisy. What are you doing? She's playing with my fucking leg. State Senate elections, if it'll actually come up.
Yeah,
I know. I'm trying to find this shit, and Ballotpedia is being slow
cold.
As shit.
I'm getting cold. Hey, cold is not good. Cold means when I climb in bed, unless I'm getting a back rub, I leave layers on.
You had to follow with the burp, huh?
Yep. I just felt it bubbling up.
You are your child's... you are your daughter's mother.
I just felt it bubbling up, and I just had to let it go.
Anyways.
You know, it's just called... Just go with it.
Anyways, U.S. Senate elections. How about we get to that? Hmm? Come on, Ballotpedia. Stop being so slow. Well, all right, while Ballotpedia decides to fucking try to do shit, and, I don't know, I kind of have to laugh at these state, things, and the, shit, between the state and the full-on renewable energy, I'm a big fan. Very nice. Picture of a wind turbine. That's pretty funny. Oh, that's right. It was the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode tonight. Damn it. So let's see. Oh, that's not what I wanted. U.S. Senate elections by state. There we go. Oh, they don't even have Iowa listed. Okay. U.S. House elections by state. So... Aha, here we go. Oh, no, wait. He actually, according to this map, he has Congressional District 4 will be pretty much from north of I-80 over to just past Atlantic, and then up to the northern tier of counties just above Polk County and stuff like that. And then it pretty much goes up into northwest Iowa and just on the outskirts of Cedar Falls, Waterloo, and then kind of pokes up a little bit more into northwestern Iowa. So, whereas before he actually had pretty much all of the 712 area code, now he's got parts of the 712, the 319, the 641, and the 515, if I'm not mistaken. Plus whatever the 712 split up into.
Man, he must drink a lot of water then.
I was thinking that Steve King's theme song, it should be his ringtone on his phone. He could be like, I got hoes in different area codes.
No, come on.
Oh, come on. That was fucking brilliant, man.
But he says he's a family man. He keeps those hoes hidden.
Exactly. He keeps his gay hoes hidden. That's what he does with the... With his whole being homophobic in public, I'm pretty sure he has a pretty closeted life. Because I'm sure that happened. Alright. I really wish they had our fucking U.S. House districts. But they don't. That's kind of disappointing. Because I wanted to see our Senate elections. Alright. Iowa Senate elections 2012. Not state Senate. Senate races in 2012 from On the Issues. There we go. Let's go to Iowa. Chuck Grassley. Oh, God damn it! Chuck Grassley Oh, there's no Senate race in 2012 in Iowa. That's why. Okay. So great. We're stuck with Chuck Grassley for another fucking 2 years. Awesome. Oh, no, wait. That's right. 2010, so it would be 2016, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Something God like damn it. We're stuck with Chuck Grassley for another 6 fucking years? Come on, Iowa. We can do better than that. Fucking Harkin barely held on to his seat in 2008, and he's coming up for election in 2014. Son of a bitch. So I guess we got through that. So let's go to, well, let's go back to Ballotpedia.
How much longer are we going?
We'll probably cover a bunch of the state races really fast and then call it good. Because, I mean, let me see here. U.S. Senate elections. No. I want state legislatures. No, not calendars. Oi. Iowa State Senate elections. 2012. Ballotpedia. Here we go. So, going around the state really fucking fast, because I don't want to cover all of these, because there's a metric fuck ton of them. Obviously, the one we're really watching closely is our district here, because in the state senate, it is, okay, total of 8 incumbents not running for re-election. That's district 46, 28, 4, 36, 5, 26, 16, and 38. Bingo. So we have 8 incumbents not running for re-election, and that's Gene Fraze, James Seymour, John Kibbe, Paul McKinley, Robert Bacon, Steve Kettering, Tom Hancock, and Tom Riley, 4 each Democrat and Republican not running for re-election. So, District 2, the only fucking candidate filed in the June 5th primary was Randy Feenstra, and he was first elected in 2008. So he's the only candidate in District 2, which is, if I recall, is highly really highly District 2, that's Northwest Iowa, so that's highly Republican territory. It's not a big shock, pretty much. Come on, you slow ass. Why is Ballotpedia such a slow fucking website? They need bigger servers. So, let's see. So that's District 2. District 4, they've got 2 GOPs running in the primaries. And then in the election, it's going to be Bob Jennings and Dennis Guth. Not really a shock there. That's also Northwest Iowa. Actually, it's North Central Iowa. Ah, would you stop? Quit playing with my feet. That's parts of Kossuth, Hancock, and Wright. Okay, so that's... Oh, wait. District 4... Oh, wait. District 4 is all... Is all of Emmett, Kossuth, Winnebago, Hancock, and Wright counties. Like I said, North Central Iowa, so that's going to be a big clusterfuck. Big one. Let's see. House District or Senate District. What is that? State Senate District 12. Ah, I can't see District 12. God damn it! Where'd it go? District 12. That is Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. those counties, highly Republican, and Ringgold is like huge farmland as well as Fremont County. So probably going to lean Republican, not a big shock there. Let's move on District. Where's the one I was thinking of? here we go. District 18, which was comprised of districts 34 and let's see, districts 34. God damn, I can't read this shit. Liz Mathis is the incumbent Democrat in District 18, and now she's running in 34 due to redistricting. So District 18 actual proper for 2012 will be, where the fuck is it at? District 18 has totally disappeared from the map. At least I can't find it. Okay, District 18. Wow, okay, I cannot even find the number for 18 on this. This is crazy. I see 14, I see 15. Damn it, we start laughing, we start coughing. This sucks. What are you, a My Little Pony over there with a microphone? What the fuck, man? Yes, I just referenced ponies. Don't hate. I'm still not finding District 18, goddammit. Anyways, the point being is that it used to be District 18, at least as far as I can remember, used to be a hugely, hugely fucking... huge fucking, district that I cannot find anywhere. God damn it. Okay, so... But the point being is that used to be a District 18 used to be a heavily Democratic leaning district, and now it's been redistricted, and now it's actually Republican. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens. Even though the current incumbent in what's now District 18 has been running in the House of Representatives since 2001, so it could go back. It could stay Democratic. We'll have to see. District 20. That's Brad Zahn. District 20 is... God damn it, man. This map sucks. I know, I'm trying to find District 20, and it's like... they have, like, no numbers on these fucking maps, and it pisses me off. Unless that's this giant shaded clusterfuck that's in Des Moines. Which, that might be it. Do they have any more maps for these? Or... okay. Now, each Senate district is divided into two House districts, as noted by the blue lines. Fucking hell, man. So I guess the big one we're looking at, obviously, Liz Mathis, District 34, she was elected to Senate District 18 in 2011, so now she's in District 34 running against Randy Shannon, and the section of, oh, what the hell? Shannon withdrew on July 4th, stating she was joining the Republic of the United States of America, which she recalled the original government. And she said the current federal government is illegitimate, calling it an unlawful corporate democracy. So, looks like Liz Mathis will have her district hands down. In District 36, which is redrawn, let's see, to describe it, District 36 for us is, It dips up in the Black Hawk County, covers all of Tama and Marshall counties, where it used to cover some of Story County. But now it includes towns like... It includes towns like State Center, St. Anthony, Rhodes, Melbourne, Haverhill, Gilman, LeGrand, Marshalltown, Green Mountain, Gladbrook, Toledo, Tama. I know the shit's boring, but I want to cover it because it's probably the shit I'm going to be following on election night. Traer, Dysart, Cloutier, Chelsea, and LaPorte City. And pretty much that's the big one because Jane Yak, our good old Iowa Marshalltown Tea Party friend, has decided to run against him after she fucking ran and lost against Mark Smith in the last Iowa Iowa House election. Oh, that's what I want to get to. Iowa, let's see, district. What's that district? With this redistricting, everything is a fucking mess trying to figure out who's where. Okay, maybe it was... No, it wasn't district... Oh, shit, yeah. District 8, which is going to be Michael Gronstahl, and he is... Wow, this would make... If he wins this term in the general election, he will actually meet 30 years in Iowa, in the Iowa Senate. And he's running against Al Ringenberg in District 8. Oh, God. Good luck to you, Mike. District 8 is, it looks like, south side of Des Moines, Clive, West Des Moines area, pretty much, I think. I don't know. I'd have to find the bigger map of Iowa Senate elections, not the Ballotpedia version, so I could find the details of the Des Moines area. But Michael Gronstahl, I hope he holds on to his seat because he is one of the biggest opponents, and he is currently the House or the Senate Majority Leader in the Iowa Senate. So if he loses that, and we get and the Republicans take over, we will get the Republican House or Senate Majority Leader, and he is a staunch anti-gay person. So. It's going to be interesting. Let's see. Now let's try to get to... I'm trying to figure out where the fuck I'm getting at. Iowa State House elections.
You do realize over half our audience, maybe three quarters, is
well, I mean,
asleep or shut us off by now, right?
I know, but like most of our people are from Iowa. At least the majority of them are. Some of them are from around the world, but I mean, this is kind of important shit. And just to let you know what I'm following, but mainly we'll talk about House District 71, which would be our good friend Mark Smith.
He's got my vote.
Well, no shit. I mean, I think that was assumed by saying a good friend fucking Mark Smith. And I'm hoping to have... I would like to have a roundtable with Steve and Jane, and then Mark and his opponent. No, dude, I would seriously love to do that. Moderate a fucking debate. How awesome would that be?
Yeah, but would they really take you seriously and actually take you up on it?
Jane Yak, probably not, because she doesn't like me.
Well, she'd see your arm and she wouldn't like you.
Why do you think I wear t-shirts all the time? It's not like I'm asking her to come in here and see me in my fucking underwear, but...
No, that he saves that treat for those that actually like him.
So... We gotta go clear down the fucking page here to District 71. It's gonna be Mark Smith and Alan Burt. Now, Mark Smith used to be in District 43, but due to the redistricting, now there's like a shit ton more districts. And now Marshall County, like the northern half of Marshall County where he represents, is District 71. Now, Alan Burt in the GOP primary had a hell of a lot of support, but then again, the GOP turnout in the primaries really in Marshall County was shockingly high, and it was scary high. But there's District 71, and then District 72, which is where your parents live, is Nathan Rage and Dean Fisher. And
Ferguson is a different district?
Yeah, it used to be in the District 43 with us, but now with the redraw of the districts, 72 includes all of Tama County, the two in Blackhawk County, Eagle and Big Creek townships, and then in Marshall County, 72 takes LeGrand, Timber Creek, Jefferson, Greencastle, Logan, Eden, State Center, Washington, Marietta, Minerva, and Liberty townships, and 71 is Bangor, Liscomb, Vienna, Taylor, and Marion, and the entire city of Marshalltown. So area-wise, District 72 is huge compared to 71. It's like almost 2.5-3 times the size. But the main thing is that we're looking at Marshall County for District 71, because that's going to be interesting, and House District 45, which is half of the city of Ames, and I totally just lost it because I fucking exited out. Let's see, what is that? Districts 45 and 46. 45 is Ames, Washington, Grant, and Milford townships. And then the north half of Ames is 46. Lisa Heddens has been in office since 2003. She's running against Stephen Quist. And Beth Weschel Crochel assumed office in 2005, and she's running against Dane Nielsen. And that's District 45, as I mentioned earlier. Is there any other places where you think you really want me to hit?
No.
Oh my god, I totally heard that over the microphone. That was crazy. Oh, Cedar Falls, Evansdale, Waterloo, 59, 60, 61, and 62. Those are huge college districts. So, we go down to 59, and that's Bob Kressig, and he's been in since 2005, running against James Kenyon, Bob Greenwood, and Rogers was first elected to House District 20 in 2010, and he'll be running in District 60. God, I hate redistricting. In the Democratic primary, we've got Anissa Kasevic and Lynn Tackett, and they're running in the general election. And then 62 is Deborah Barry, and that's looking to be a deadlock because she's the only one. There's no GOP candidate filed in District 62, which is Waterloo, which is where you and I is at. No, wait, you and I is Cedar Falls. But 59 is looking to be a hell of a district to win because it's a college town. But with the way the state GOP wants to run things, even though our voter ID law isn't real, or at least as of yet, isn't fully legalized. Can we just say that 2012's House and Senate elections in Iowa are going to be a giant clusterfuck and confusing as hell for anyone from outside of the state to cover?
Yipper, dinner, dinner. I don't know what I just said.
I don't even know either, dude. Did you go get, like, more wine while you were out there in the kitchen?
No.
Yes.
No.
The way you say no makes me believe you're saying yes and just trying to pass it off as no. And I totally missed out. There was a huge section in the... There's a huge bunch of articles in the Des Moines Register today on Sunday. And I wanted to get to those because there was a huge section on bullying and it was really kind of interesting and I wanted to talk about it. But political shit has taken over this fucking show and... Oh, by the way, quick note, next week, this show will be live on Saturday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time at RadioFooBar.com. You can still find it on the new, RSS feed at LostInTheCorn.RadioFooBar.com. Same email, LostCorn@gmail.com, voicemail line 331-444-CORN, and you can follow the show on Twitter at LostCorn. But yeah, next week we start the live shows. The live shows will be archived sometime Sunday and put on the RSS feed. But we're going to try to do 2 hours next week, wrapping up about elections around the state and kind of talking maybe a little more in depth about our district in particular. Maybe we'll take some questions from the chat room over at Radio FUBAR. But we'll try to do all of that. And we're also going to try... we're going to do the live show next week to kick it off. And then we're going to take 2 weeks off of the live show because I've got performances that are coming up for the play. So those weeks will just be downloadable episodes. And those will try to cover more about the... still trying to cover more about the... we're going to cover... Let's see, what else do we need to cover? We need to cover some of the... Some more details about the Iowa or the U.S. House and Senate races for 2012 or the Iowa House. God damn. The Iowa House races, congressional districts, for the House of Representatives for districts 1 through 4. We'll talk a little more about those in depth, hopefully, and we'll systematically destroy Steve King's credibility. At least that's what I'm hoping to do. big ups to Scott Turner from last week's episode, by the way. He totally plugged the shit out of our show on his Wow Uncensored show. And I don't have all the information, but it's back in that episode at the end of it. You can find all the information on how to get there, and I think I'll link to his show in the show notes for iTunes. But you can check that out. And his show... I don't know. I'm not a big WoW fan, but sometimes it gets pretty goddamn funny. Let's see. Oh, goddamn it. And then there's but yeah, Scott Turner gave us big props on his show. And actually, in the 8 days since that show posted, we've had 3 gigabytes of hits on Podomatic. And that's like we're like 3 gigabytes into the month. And we still have, like, a big majority of the month to go. But I feel kind of bad that this is the last episode going on Podomatic. I mean, because it's like, now it's like I want to track this month and see if October could be the hugest month ever. We got to go to, like, 8 gigs to fucking hit that. But yeah, it could fucking be done. Totally. but we're going to wrap this up and go to bed. Because it's late. And it's Sunday night. And I got to go to fucking work in the morning. But yes, the live show starts next week. We'll take 2 weeks off, and then we'll be back with live shows on Saturday nights before you know it. Leading up to Election Day, we're talking about the elections. We're going to systematically destroy Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney in one episode, and we're going to systematically tear apart Barack Obama and Joe Biden in another episode. So those will be sure to be fun. And Scott Turner returns on next week's live show, so that'll be interesting to see. So find us over at lostinthecorn.radiofubar.com. Get set up for the show next week and, poke around radiofubar.com and check out the chat room and everything. And you can listen to us live, and we're going to try this out next week. Please bear with us. I'm trying to iron out the technical difficulties, and we'll go from there. So thank you for tuning in this week. Thank you for being awesome. Be good to everybody out there, because, if you aren't good to everybody out there, I am going to seriously fucking seek Mumford and Sons on you. And I'm going to make them sit you down and tie you to a chair and play their music. Especially if you're not a big fan of their music. I'm going to make them play it even louder. Just because I'm an asshole like that. Have a good week, everybody.
And I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known.